Saturday is a day of audiences and private meetings. This morning, Pope Benedict greeted Faure Gnassingbé, president of the East African nation of Togo.
I had the opportunity to express my gratitude.
President Gnassingbé came to power in February of last year. He said his audience with the Holy Father gave him the opportunity to ask Pope Benedict's advice on issues such as interreligious dialogue.
I had the opportunity to share with him some of our problems and our worries, and seek for his advices in terms of reconciliation and the seeking for peace.
This afternoon, in the Clementine Hall, Pope Benedict received a delegation of Polish journalists, participants in a conference on the impact of Pope John Paul II on world media. Shortly before this meeting, however, the Vatican Press Office issued the Holy Father's itinerary for his upcoming trip to the homeland of his predecessor, Poland, this May. The statement said the three-day trip will take Pope Benedict to the capital, Warsaw, to Krakow, where John Paul II was archbishop before becoming pope. Barowice, the late pope's hometown, the sanctuary of Kalvaria Żebrzydowska, the nearby Auschwitz concentration camp, and the 14th century monastery in Częstochowa, which is Poland's holiest shrine. This will be the Holy Father's second pastoral journey abroad since his election to the papacy. Reporting on Pope Benedict's activities this Saturday here at the Vatican, I'm Emma McCarthy.